Hey, Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day today, but I'm in the holiday spirit for the most part, so. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, sir, about getting me on the top page of Google or the front page.
Oh yeah, it's a Google Places placement. Have you ever seen those three guys that show up next to the map there? If you look up like appliance repair in Port Charlotte.
Yeah, I just looked it up and it looks
Okay.
like I see the I first see two sponsored pages and then it shows like four different listings on there. I don't know if it's because I managed a profile, but mine shows up on there too.
Yeah. So you have the been Google verified. That's actually why you're on our call list. But you're only going to show if you're close to the area that you're searching or that you are PIN verified at.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So with
Cool.
this, we're talking about covering a 50-mile radius as a top recommended option there. Yeah. So the more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to have. We actually did a study and we found that 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from these guys, right? So the big reason we wanted to offer you the position first is one, you have a verification already, so it looks like you were trying to do something like this. But two, we noticed you were paying per lead on HomeAdvisor by Angie's. We got the notification for that on our qualified candidates list yesterday. And so we've taken the 10 guys that use that service and we've actually put them at the top of our list because if you scroll a little further down this page, you'll be able to see HomeAdvisor or Angie's list. On that first page, it'll say like top 10 best appliance repair pros in Port Charlotte. And so they're basically using Google advertising to get the leads that they sell to you on that platform. So they're doing this,
So
right?
basically,
But
I could just pay Google myself and not even have to pay a per lead situation.
got it. Exactly. So we're not paying Google themselves. We're a premier Google partner. So it does, you do pay us, but the money does go to Google as their premier Google partner. They're the overseer of our operations, and at the end of the day, they're the ones who sign off on the check. But so yes, you know, that's the idea here is we'll put you in position to have the customers contact you directly off the first page without having to pay per lead or deal with your leads going to three or four other guys. Because I know the leads on that platform do get go to a couple others and kind of gives the homeowner opportunity to price shop, but they'll charge you for the leads that they give you whether you get the job or not. So I've worked with a lot of people who use that service and they tell me that they see a lot better return on investment and they like it a lot better when people are able to just call them right off the first page of Google without all the lead fees and the additional mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, definitely. Because
So.
I just went on Angie's list right now just to kind of look and see, and I don't even see any. I don't know where these people even are.
Yeah, they could be from out of the area too. They try to do what's called broad matching. It's like a way of Google advertising where basically they'll put themselves in every category that has to do with home improvement and then they do it all over the country. So if it's even like remotely in your area or remotely one of your services, they'll turn it into a lead and send it over to you. So gotta be careful about the quality of those leads too, that they're even like a actual candidate for you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I had a few concerns with it too, but I decided to do it just because I was like, I need to try something.
Yeah. No, it's not a bad idea at all. I definitely don't want to give you that impression. I mean, it's a lot better than doing nothing. You know, you're not going to get very far nowadays if you don't address the online marketing and advertising. Make sure you're available
Yeah,
and people
definitely.
can look you up and everything. So the main guys that you'd be competing against, though, if you were to come on board with our service, is like A1 Appliance Inc. and Mr. Appliance of Charlotte. I don't know if you heard of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard of Mr. Appliance. I know they're a national brand as well.
Right. Yeah, they do have a local listing though in this area out of Punta Gorda.
Yeah, right
Okay.
down the road.
Yeah. So they've PIN verified that location, and then they're doing a 50-mile radius from there. So they got a pretty good system going. That particular location has accumulated 768 almost 5-star reviews over their time. That's pretty good. You know, Google says, you know, maybe only like 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5 people actually write a review, and usually the people that write the review are disgruntled. So, so to have them all be that good, you know, they've probably had about 4 or 5 times that many clients, and, you know, obviously they're doing a good job if they're all coming back that high. A1 Appliance Inc., you haven't heard of those guys?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Doesn't matter. The goal here is obviously to beat them out as far as your placement and how much your business is being visualized, and then drive the traffic and let you kind of cherry pick through the leads what you do and don't want to do.
Okay.
Okay. So how long have you been in business?
I've only been in business for 2 months. Actually, I haven't even quit my day job yet to pursue this full time, but that's coming up here very soon.
Yeah, you're doing it the right way, but let us build up your pipeline of business so that way, you know, you're booked up for a while, and then, you know, then make the move, you know. Want to make sure you have consistent workflow.
Definitely. And Yelp's really helped me out with that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Yelp actually is surprisingly good. Same thing with Thumbtack, too. We actually provide all those directories as a part of our service. So when you get this first-page placement, you end up on the first page of Bing, Apple and Safari search engines for the iPhones and Androids, and Amazon Alexa device results. They all pull from the Google top recommended three guys there next to the map for their top recommendations. It's just a separate submission that we do for our clients, so that way you appear there too. So, you know, you get your bases covered there, and then we also do like Facebook ads for you, so you're visualized on Facebook, and you get remarketed on Facebook for anybody that's looked up the services you provide in the past. And then we have Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack as well. So
I don't like using Facebook myself, but I've definitely thought about, you know, putting ads on there.
Oh, it works for a business profile perspective. It definitely works. You know, some people like to keep it within the community, and so they go on Facebook, and it kind of gives them a way to interact with you online without having to call you. Some people are weird about that. And then, maybe they just put feelers out there, but it does do well. So typically our Google Places clients of, their total, like, clients received, I would say that about 15% would come from their actual Facebook campaign. So it's pretty good. Yelp is up there, and Thumbtack is up there though as well too. People tend to use those just to kind of look up your reviews and your history too when making a decision. And then
so
you don't have
something like so.
Oh, sorry.
Like, what does something like this cost?
So
I'm just starting out. I don't have a lot of capital, you know. So
right, and then you are also are signed up Home Advisor by Angie's. I know that's not cheap either.
I just spent that money yesterday, so I kind of wish I would have heard from you guys first. I probably would have went, you know, this direction instead of that direction.
Yeah, you and me both. I feel like after a month or two of this, you'll probably cancel them if you're not already in that boat. Once you have customers calling you directly, I don't think you're going to want to buy those leads when they're going to 2 or 3 other guys. Nevertheless.
They told me that they had like 40 unanswered in the past 4 weeks or something. And that just seems a lot. Maybe an exaggeration.
Well, not necessarily, no. So have you heard of Google Analytics before?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a part of our services, too. It's hooked up to your tracking system, so you can see that data yourself, too. And that way we know.
I can see that on my website and stuff.
Yeah, that too. Exactly. It's public. It's free. You can actually go to Google Analytics and review it. But we attach it to your site so that you could see, how we're doing things, right? That we're not just playing the guessing game. We're actually, trying to list you for your specific services and attack the services that are being searched the most as well at the same time.
Okay.
But according to Google Analytics, you know, appliance repair is a keyword that has 1,812 searches in the last 30 days within that 50-mile radius of you. So it doesn't surprise me if they get 40, you know. I'm not saying that's, you know, 1,800 phone calls you're going to get or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes people will search 4 or 5 times over before they pick somebody. But there's a healthy number of traffic, I guess is what I'm trying to say. There's a large amount of people in this area that look up what you do. And, you know, appliance repair is just one keyword. We list you for 15. So we could definitely get you a consistent flow of customers without you having to pay a lead fee. You know, the 40 leads that they have, probably going to other guys, and then you're going to have to pay $40, $50 for each one. I'm sure you don't want a bill like that each month.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I gave them like $400 and they said all that would go towards my leads. And then after that, you know, I have to pay per lead or whatever. So I was thinking about, yeah, I might as well just use that. And then that's, it's not going to last. Cause she said it could be anywhere from $6 per lead to 50 something dollars per lead. I'm like, yeah, it seems like a lot.
Yeah, six seems crazy. Yeah, they're usually about $50. I've worked with a guy in the past who was using our service and simultaneously using their services. And, well, he's actually still with us, but he ended up leaving their service. And I heard some of the conversations he was having with them through his tracking system. Like, I guess they were calling him through his Google Voice number. And so the recordings like stuck in his tracking system and they were typically charging him like $45, $50 a lead. Yeah. I mean, if you're spending $400, $50 a lead's not going to go very far, you know, it's going to get you like 8 leads and then your budget's up and you got to spend more to get it going. Typically our service is advertised at $499 month to month. So it's not exactly cheaper than that. But there is a new in business credit that I could apply since we're only about 2 months in business and, you already have your own website. We won't have to build that or provide hosting for that. I could get the rate reduced down to just $299 on a month to month basis. And then I could lock you in at that pricing structure and you'll get a full platinum bundle with that. So you'll have all the products and features that we discussed, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. Obviously, if you have some of them, we're not going to duplicate anything, but we'll just go in there and fill the holes and complete your online profile. So that way we're like a one-stop shop and you won't need any other forms of marketing or advertising for the business.
Okay. And that the $299 includes the you know, all the Facebook ads and all that kinds of stuff?
Correct. Yep. And it's all sent to you in writing, so it's outlined and documented, and then in your tracking system you have a breakdown of you know, what leads are coming from where, how they found you. That way you have transparency on what's being generated from us each month and where it's coming from.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's a great tool, that tracking system. We actually have an app. It's newly developed, and you can actually see, like, everything. You can hear yourself pitching the clients as they're coming in if they call you directly from your Google business profile. So, you know, it gives you a lot of transparency on what's being generated, and it'll also help you kind of fine-tune your sales pitch and how you answer and address customers. And you can request reviews through there, too. Send them, like, a little text message link to your Google business profile. And put that star rating in there. Great tool.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
So if I could approve that pricing structure. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm just thinking, like, you know, is that something, you know, you get me all over in, you know, writing what we're going to do and all that kind of stuff, and then I pay? Or is that something like that you want, you know, payment now, and then we go through and work through all the...
Oh, yeah. So we're a Google partner. We've been in business for 20 years. It's automated. So, like, once I process it, it automatically, like, engineers the agreement and sends it to you while I have you on the line. And then, obviously, you want to take your time, sign that, and then it'll also send you, like, the... advanced verification form, because these guys have a little different level of verification, so you want to fill that out. It's pretty easy. It's like 20 questions, and then we'll also have to have a client interview with you, so, you know, there'll be an appointment either later today or tomorrow where we've got to sit down and go over, like, your keywords with you, the areas that we're targeting, you know, customize the campaign and services, get a logo from you if you have it, or help you develop one if you don't.
Yeah, definitely. I have a logo and stuff and all that kinds of good stuff, so.
Yeah, so there's definitely a process. It's not like, you know, we flip a switch and you're going to be up there tomorrow. But as far as the service agreement, we do send everything over same day, and we document everything that we're doing for you, even though it's like a month-to-month service and you're not committing to anything long-term. We like to make sure there's full transparency for what you're getting and what you're paying us, if that makes sense. Said it kind of weird.
Yeah. And say, you know, we lock it in at the $299. How long is that, like a year? Like, how long does that last before it goes to the $499?
So, yeah, that's what I was trying to explain by us sending it in writing. I would lock you in. So if you come on board with us today, you know, it'll be documented that it's $299 for that platinum package bundle and all of those contents month to month, indefinitely, or like as long as you choose to remain with us each month.
Okay, so as long as I don't cancel.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, everybody's coming back on their own each month, but as long as you continue to come back to us each month consistently, then it'll stay $299.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's something like I can't deliberate about. I have to pretty much sign up now to get that rate, right?
Well, no, I'm not going to say that. I mean, it sounds horrible when you say it that way. But
that's basically what Angie did to me yesterday.
Yeah, we do have like a boiler room of reps downstairs, kind of like Kara that you spoke with in the beginning of the call. And pretty much what happens is they'll give us this list of qualified companies. But I know Kara and my guys, they're kind of offering it to people who have either been Google verified first or people who are doing Home Advisor by Angie's or the paper lead services first. So it's basically first come, first serve. Whoever fills that spot, once we fill it, we're closing out the category. We aren't going to be working with anybody else in this category for this area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she did tell me that.
Yeah, that's part of Google's guidelines. Like, in order for us to keep our Google partnership, they don't want us to sell more than the allotted positions, because that means that somebody we signed up isn't going to feel the maximum effects of the campaign if we do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, for $300 a month, it seems like a good deal, because, you know, you could spend $16 a day at Google and, you know, $16 a day at Yelp and, you know, another $16 a day at Facebook. You know, it all adds up.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you do it that way, you have to maintain all of those bills. You have to maintain all of those accounts, you know? So it's going to save you a lot of time, a lot of money. And then you have a professional team here with 20 years of experience that are using all these tools and all their experience to get the most out of it. So you could really focus on, you know, getting good reviews and taking care of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the sound of that, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's only $10 a day rather than $16 a day, you know?
Yeah, for everything.
You don't have to pay somebody for labor or anything like that. Google already takes care of that.
Okay. Well, it definitely sounds like something I'm interested in, so I think we should definitely move forward.
Okay, so I got to create the profile here. It's going to be very similar to your Google business profile. We have a lot of the stuff already, but we just want to monitor for any changes. So, the PIN verification address is the 11972 Newgate Avenue?
That's correct.
Okay, and do you want that hidden or you want to leave it displayed?
That is my home address. I don't really like it, you know, shown, but, you know, if it's something that, you know, they can see on a map, and I'm not sure. What do you usually recommend for something like that?
If you do business from home, I recommend we hide it.
Okay. Yeah, then let's hide it.
Yeah, I usually recommend you display it if you have a place for them to appear, because it gives them turn-by-turn directions if you leave the address.
Yeah, I don't want them showing up at my house.
Yeah, it'd be awkward, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
There's nothing
then,
here for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are these people doing? I mean, it's actually a hazard. Google tells us to recommend that you guys hide it because, you know, there's been, like, strings of burglaries in some area where they're actually utilizing Google Maps to find business owners that work from home, and then they, you know, loot their truck or whatever the case may be. So, okay.
Definitely.
All right. And your website, you own this domain and everything, right? It's not going to disappear on us one day. Okay.
I don't think so. I think I have it by the year from, I think I bought it through Google.
Squarespace. Actually. Okay. It's saying it was built by Squarespace. Okay.
Yeah, I think I did all that when I signed up to put the business on Google.
Perfect.
That was one of the things, because all the email and everything's through all that.
Yeah, I love Squarespace. It's a pretty easy way to get your website up and running if you're not going to have somebody build it for you. You know, it's pretty friendly. That and Wix, pretty user-friendly.
Yeah, actually, I've used both. I like Squarespace a little bit better than Wix.
Yeah. Yeah, they've just... They keep battling each other, you know. They come out with different things all the time, you know. And then I like how Wix was the first one to kind of make it so that you don't have to know how to code to build your website. They actually patented that. So they have a lot of, like, copy-paste, plug-and-play kind of thing. Like, you can be, you know, it's a computer illiterate almost.
Yeah,
and just don't make
it work. Put the picture there and type in a little bit of words.
Yeah, you're like, copy-paste, type it in, yeah. Pretty friendly. So they patented that. So Squarespace does utilize that. So Squarespace actually has to pay Wix a little bit. But
oh,
but yeah.
Because I think I pay them $20 a month or something like that for that hosting.
Sounds about right. Yeah, hosting fee. Usually we include the hosting fees. We charge a little bit more just because it's professionally hosted, and then we make sure it's compatible for all the mobile platform and everything. It's a little more advanced sites that Google provides. But nonetheless, I mean, you should be fine with this. I've already waived all the fees on that. If you do decide one day that you want to upgrade your site, though, let us know. You know, it's definitely something we could come in there and help you with, and I don't think it's going to make move the needle that much from a budget perspective for you.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Maybe like a $10 difference from what you're currently paying, and we'll host it and build a new one for you. Okay. And then your last
name,
Aaron?
I'm not really sure what else I can use a word. Longenecker. It's Longenecker.
Okay. Sorry, I feel like I cut you off there.
Well, I was just saying, I'm not sure what else I could really use a website for, except, you know, just showcasing my work and that kind of thing.
Pretty much. You know, we monitor the click rate for sites, and it's pretty nuts. For the first page placement, I think it was like 22% or 23% the last time I checked of people that actually visit the site. A lot of them will just look up your service, and then they just click and call, you know, or they look at the Google business profile and not the actual website itself. So
yeah,
pretty interesting.
I think that gives you just as much information as you need anyway.
Yeah, a lot of the time. I mean, how many appliance repair jobs are you going to look at, you know, before you call people?
Yeah.
And these guys are already verified.
Oh, my friends isn't working. I'm going to call the first one on Google.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much what people do, though. They already know that the people that are up there go through a verification process, so it's not like you're not getting some fly-by-night rinky-dink guy that's unprofessional and to mess up your stuff and disappear. All right. Save.
Yeah, I want to try to be around for a long time, so.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. I mean, the longer you do this, the better it gets. The more you build up your reviews, the more people are consistently seeing your name, you'll start developing that pipeline of, like, reoccurring clients that just go with you, and then the new guys coming in. It's like a double-edged sword, so definitely helps. And then you also have, like, the tracking system keeps track of all your clients, which is a nightmare for most people. But if you know, like, hey, this guy has a product that's going to need a follow-up in 6 months, you know, you can put a little note in your tracking system on that particular customer, and it'll send you reminders instead of you having to, like, try to remember all these guys and what's going on with them, you know, and you can put notes in there, too. So it's super helpful. Super helpful tool. It's a CRM. You know what that is, right?
CRM, no.
No, it's a client relations management system.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps business owners a lot. Like, they don't keep track of all their clients. But you ever talk to a business owner and you just feel like it's a super personal experience, like he knows your situation and everything? Likely he has a CRM, so he probably, like, reads notes before he talks to you, and then he's like, you know, feels like he remembers you, but he really doesn't.
Yeah. Good way of being professional.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it just keeps track of everything. It just feels like he's on top of it, but that management system really helps. All right. And then your hours of operation, did you want to set any, or it's kind of open right now?
Yeah. I'm just kind of thinking, like, between 9 and 4.
9 and 4. Okay. Maybe and go Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Weekends, you want to go by appointment only? Or emergency service?
Yeah, yeah. Just emergency service on the weekend.
All right. So I have your account created. We're going to schedule a client interview with you. Client interviews where we do a lot of the detailing on the account. They'll go over, like, which keywords you want to use, the service area you want to target. Just want to pick your brain, mission statement, company slogan, things like that, just to make sure we're representing you properly and bringing you qualified leads. Usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What would be the best time?
Probably the best time. How late do you guys stay open?
Well, there's an advantage here. So you're on Eastern Standard and we're on Pacific Standard. So it's only 8:21 here in California.
Oh.
Yeah, we work 7 to 4 because we do it all over the U.S., so we got to accommodate our East Coast clients, too. So I can do, I mean, the latest would be like 6 and 7, but pretty much any time between now and then 6 and 7.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what time will work best for me.
And then also tomorrow as well.
Yeah, because I'm still working my, you know, my 9 to 5. I've got my 2 weeks in, so I'm going to be out of here by the end of next week. But
oh man, your timing is perfect. Wow, that's insane.
I tried to make it as well as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it usually takes about that time period just for us to get like everything verified and launched already to its capacity. So it's yeah, that kind of gave me goosebumps right there. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Beginning of the year, we get a lot of snowbirds and stuff like that coming down here too. And when they come back, stuff isn't working. You know, that'd be perfect. You know, on Google.
Yeah.
Can we do today? Let's say 4 o'clock Eastern.
4 o'clock Eastern.
I think that's one for you.
Yep, it'd be 1 to 2. So I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation to your email address, and then we will also send an automated text message reminder 1 hour prior to the appointment. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule where you can't make it, just let me know. You'll have my direct number and extension, as well as we have 24/7 customer service. You could always text or call in at any time. We'll be able to help you.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Let me go ahead and set this, though. Make sure that spot is yours. Save. Plug your email in there. I don't know if they did this as a typo, but do you spell your email with some capital letters in there?
I don't think there's, I don't know. Does that matter? I've never.
Yeah, I mean, it could if you do it on purpose, but it just depends.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think on my LLC, it's capitalized, but I don't think when I did my email, I don't think I capitalized anything.
Okay.
My email should just be info@allappsec.com.
Yeah, okay. That's what I got here from my representative. Well, we'll find out right now, because when I send the receipt and everything over, it'll automatically send to that email. So you should be able to see it come through there on your mobile device.
Yeah.
Oh, this is definitely it. Okay, never mind. I was able to verify it.
Okay.
Yeah, once I plugged it into the system, it just changed it all to lowercase, but it basically doesn't matter if you had the caps in there or not for this one. All right, I'll invite all guests. Okay, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Aaron, how did you want to do that?
I can give you the debit card. That works.
Okay. Yeah, that works. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
I'm on the card, it has both.
Okay, let me make sure I put that in there.
I usually just punch my name in, and it goes through.
Well, another huge advantage that you have right now is that this first month's payment, you'll just be able to write off at the beginning of the year. Probably be your first set of business expenses that you file on your taxes if you're a new business. So that's a huge advantage to being a business owner, is you could write off so much different stuff, like your gas and the stuff that has to do with the vehicle, the insurance, you know. I definitely recommend, if you have a CPA already, you kind of sit down with them and game plan for that. But if you already have the business account, it's good, because it just documents everything. You could always print it out and it's all right there for your tax guy.
That's somebody I got to get in contact with.
Yeah, because there's a huge, that's probably the biggest advantage to being a business owner, especially with the new gen that they're rolling in here in next month. It all just favors the business owner. All right. And then the billing address for this, is it going to be the same as the street address?
Yes,
we have Google verification. Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
All righty. 4-7-4-1-6-5-9-0-1-8-7-6-8-9-8-5.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11-28.
11-28, and 3-digit code on the back?
0-8-7.
Okay. All right. And then there is a security question on your account. This is in case you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa. If we want to verify your identity, just make sure it's you. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's just do my mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Aaron?
King.
I-N-G?
K-I-N-G, yep.
Oh, King. Okay. I didn't hear the K part.
Yep.
I'm all Ing? Sounds like she's from China.
Yeah.
I didn't thank you for Chinese. All right. I got you here. So save. Man, that must have been rough going from King to Longenecker, huh? Okay.
My wife too. Everybody gave her crap about it.
my wife had the opposite problem. She used to have a hyphenated last name where it was Salinas Rodriguez, and the Latinos they do that. And then my last name's Hill, so I'm like, oh, don't you like just putting four letters in there? It's so much easier.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, she's like, yep, it's great. All right, so save.
Yeah.
Okay, and then before I can authorize any kind of transaction, Aaron, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is an added form of protection for you. We'll send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I say anything during the voice verification where maybe you don't understand or if you don't agree to it, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
All Appliance Service and Install LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Aaron Longenecker, and I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Aaron, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. We already know what you're currently doing. There's nothing that you can't do necessarily, but you don't want to duplicate anything or pay for something we're already doing for you. It just causes a discrepancy with the search engine. They'll basically suspend everything until we get in there and fix it. So if you're not sure, just double check. Okay.
Yeah, definitely give you guys a call first.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't need anything else. Like, the service agreement's coming over to you now when I process the payment. And, you know, it has everything documented, so you can always refer to that. But, you know, I try to put you in a position where you shouldn't need anything else. We'll be like a one-stop shop for you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you don't have 100 different bills floating around. You know, you just got one customer service department, a team of professionals there to help with whatever it is. Obviously, we won't be able to touch the website unless you give us access to it, but they'll go over that during the client interview if you want to do that.
Okay.
And then the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. I just noticed month two is typically where things tend to pop more because you don't have any kind of like setup period or anything.
Okay.
It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 12th, 2024. I'm going to charge it in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for a platinum package bundle. So you're getting our package that's normally $499. It says there's a setup fee on our website, but I waived the setup fee as well. When the term is completed, the agreement's set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, but you'll keep that same discounted price of $299, as I promised you earlier. So you're locked in at that rate for as long as you're with us. You may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services one day, just let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And then it says,
okay.
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment now. Stay on the line with me. When this goes through, you're going to get a couple of texts and emails. They're automated. That'll come through.
Okay.
I just want to show you what those are and what to do with them, and then we'll basically be good to go until the client interview. Ooh, she brought me coffee while I was on the phone. That's awesome. Okay, so it says payment has cleared on our end. Thank you, Kim. Yeah, I needed that. Thank you. Okay. Any text messages?
I haven't gotten anything yet.
Okay.
No email either.
All right, let me see here. You never wait, so your email, you don't even have the notification for your client interview that's scheduled?
No, I got that one, and I just got the invoice.
Okay.
Okay,
you scared me for a second. I'm like, the email's not working? Okay. So let me go back here. Make sure everything came through. Let's see. Okay, so yeah, the initial invoice one, you see that link there where it says click here to accept the subscription terms? It'll say Local Splash. Okay, if you click on that link, there's a full outline of the service agreement there. So that's what I was telling you. We do send you everything in writing. So this will have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then at the bottom it'll ask you to sign off on it. And then you're also going to get another form. So there's this one that you got to sign, and then there's the Google verification form that's going to come through. And you're already Google verified. They're really just looking for any changes. When you fill out this form, it goes not just to us, but directly to the Google headquarters. And then they'll send us a code so you could add us as manager to the Google business profile. So we'll address that as it goes. But we do need you to fill out that form. And then once we can get into the back end of the Google business profile, we can apply their algorithm updates that'll move you up to the first page of the search results.
Okay. And now, like, if I don't have, like, a Facebook account or anything like that, is that something that y'all will make?
Yeah, we'll build it. Mm-hmm. Well, we've run into guys that don't have anything, you know? Like, so a big reason, though, we're able to save you money and I was able to apply those discounts is because you have been doing some stuff, like already building the website and things like that. But we run into guys that have absolutely nothing, and we build it all from scratch for them.
Yeah, I try to stay with the times, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's hard to do though, you know, especially as a business owner, you know, it's important to have people there to help you usually. So this will be a lot more cost efficient than trying to hire somebody in-house or getting your wife to help you out all the time, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I know she doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. So sometimes it's like you get gridlocked though. There's just certain things that you can't do without, you know, having a direct communication with Google. And so that's where it comes into play. You know, same thing with like getting the first page placement. You know, you could show up locally for people like within a mile of you if you get yourself verified, but, you know, that doesn't usually generate much traffic either. So we'll definitely get you there.
It took me a while because Google kept saying that my account looked suspicious or something like that. So they kept banning me for a while for some reason. I'm like, what is
going on? They keep making it harder and harder, you know, to get verified. But for us, everybody that we sign up is either doing Google Places, Google Ads, or Google Guarantee since we're a Google partner. So those ones get first serve. Yeah, just because they know it's related to their advertisements. So there's money involved for them. They jump on those ones, they get priority. Yeah, but they've been adding things, you know. Before, we used to just be able to send you this pin in the mail, and then you get the little 5-digit number, you read it off, we go into the back end, and then you're done. You know, we verify. Now they want you to fill out a form. do the pin in the mail. Then they want a video verification, you know, and then once you put this sign in your window, it's like, it's crazy. It's a lot of stuff. So
I'm trying to hit confirm signature, but for some reason it's not taking it. And I'm not sure if it's because my first name is spelled wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. That, I think I did that without asking you. So it's just one A?
It's one A, two R's.
Ah, got it. Okay. I put two A's. That's my fault. So don't sign this one. I'm going to have it resend you a fresh one right now with it properly spelled. Yeah. Yeah, because if it's not spelled the same way as it appears above, then they won't confirm it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let me go and adjust. Okay, and then can you resend initial invoice to client? Okay. Oh, where is it here? There it is. Okay. And fix, save. Okay, should come through here shortly. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, I should have said something.
That's all good. I confirmed the last name, but I just assumed it was A-A-R-O-N, so that's definitely on me, too.
Now it says, I got the email about the further, with the pictures that are needed and stuff.
Yep,
that's the license plate.
Mm-hmm, that's the Google verification form. So the ones with the little asterisk sign next to it, those are the ones that are usually the most important, but still try to fill it out as best you can. If you're missing anything, they'll just refer to the video verification.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they did say they're going to send out a pin, but I don't know if that pin's necessary, so they might tell you during the
client. I think you get one the last time.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. That's kind of why they've been pivoting and adding other ways of verification, making it a three-step process, because usually if you get two of the three steps, then they just verify it, you know? So maybe there's an issue there with the mailing address or something. Who knows?
Yeah, I'd have to wait for that email to come back through. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Yeah, those ones take a second just because of the whole agreement. They have to adjust the pricing structure and then make sure you're getting everything in the platinum. Okay, it says it was texted over. Did you get the first one in a text? Because I got an error code for that message, but somehow you still had it. Or did you just pull it up through your email?
I was able to pull it up through my email, but then when I got to the bottom of it to accept everything, you know, name
then it had the issue. Gotcha. Okay. So I just resent it. It should come through via email and text here.
Okay. Yeah, it was 3 minutes ago. The last text.
I'm going to manually just resend the link to you here. Because it does show that they tried to send it 3 minutes ago with the updated name. It should be A-R-R-O-N.
All right, I just got a text there.
Okay. Yeah, that was just a link by itself, but it should, if you click on it, take you to the updated subscription terms.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, now everything looks right.
All right. Sorry about that. That's my fault.
That's all right.
Okay.
Alrighty, there we go. And then now it's asking me to sign in, which I got the email of those.
Your name and password. They are going to send you, so our app is new. We've been developing the app. We have the PC version there that you can look at. But the app just launched last month, and we've been working on it for years, like 5 years. So they're going to send you another email with the link to the downloadable app. They'll verify your account with us, and then there's a YouTube video that my colleague developed as they were developing the app, and it'll actually walk you through how to use the full tracking system and all of its features. So it's a good tool. Definitely recommend watching that video at least once.
Okay.
All right. So let me just make sure everything's good to go.
Yeah. And then my subscription will be active once they call me and do the onboarding and that kind of thing.
Right, so that's what I was confirming. So the client interview, it looks like you've already accepted it, and then the client interview technicians They just have to accept it. But I have it scheduled for today between 4 and 5 o'clock. So it'll likely be with a separate representative if I'm not available, which a lot of times I'm not. But even if I am available, I just basically introduce you to them, and then they would take it from there. So if I'm not available, then they'll just go ahead and go right into it, introduce themselves, and walk you through it at that time.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our team here. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. You know, I always say our educated clients are our happiest clients because they know exactly what they're paying for each month. You know, we have 24/7 customer service available to you, and then I'll send over my direct number and extension. It's the same. You just got to hit 544 at the end if you want to be able to call me directly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to working with you and stealing you away from that old job.
Yes, sir. I'm definitely happy to leave.
I've gone through this process a lot, and you know, the common misconception is guys go, man, I get to work for myself, and I'm like, you get a new boss every day.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yep. Every time you go to a different house.
Yeah, you're just trying to make those guys happy. So you'll be fine, though. I feel like you got it. So I'm looking forward to working with you. You have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you between 4 and 5 o'clock, okay?
All righty. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Aaron. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.